from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. 3-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Around the Yard with your Atlanta Braves on Dukes and Bell. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today.
He gets greeted rudely by Ronald Acuna Jr. It is gone!
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Grant, you know what's funny? Yesterday, Zeno, who's filling in for Mike, basically was making fun of Witt. And I think he went 5 for 5 last night, did he not?
He did.
Yeah, I can confirm.
Yeah, and so I was hoping Zeno would make fun of somebody else so tonight that they might go off. This lineup hit last night. You've been saying it for a while about Olsen, who, again, looked really good. Before that rain came in, though, they were able to jump on the Twins. Very and, you know, that was the difference, right? I mean, you got up early.
Yeah, I mean, when you get up by that much as well, that certainly sends a message. And other than that rain delay, really, most things went pretty much the way that the Braves would prefer in a game. I mean, I was surprised and pleasantly surprised at that Max Fried was able to come back out and at least help out the bullpen so they didn't have to cover 8 entire innings after that. So that was certainly a good development there, but nothing, I think, tops what you saw at the plate. They jumped on Bailey Ober, and they just kept hitting big home runs as well as just a slew of base hits. And, yeah, Whit Merrifield's right in the middle of that. And since he's come over from the Phillies, I mean, all this guy has done is just get on base. And at that point, or at this point, you feel like, all right, well, if he's going to do that, why not take somebody with his ability to hit his way aboard? And really, he's worked some walks as well. Just good on base skills and the ability to run the bases and plug him into the leadoff spot. It's not like you got anything else that you're looking at that you think is the more traditional option. So could be a good opportunity for Whit Merrifield to continue what he's been doing.
Grant, Spencer Schwellenbach starts tonight. We need a nickname for him. Schwellenbach is too long. Schwelly, is that what we call him? Anyway.
That's all it is.
All right. A bad June for the young man as he makes his debut into the majors, but really through June and especially here, really through July, rather, especially here in August, has sort of settled down into what we feel like is a very competent major league starter and a guy that, I think some of the metrics you look at are better than the actual numbers that we're seeing here from the board with him. But there's got to be a ton of confidence every time he takes him out every fifth day at this point.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's pitched his way into the Braves' plans after initially, I think, just being looked at as maybe a short-term option or somebody who was going to be on that kind of carousel, if you will, of arms that they would try to use as they were looking to, fill the spot of Spencer Strider. That certainly, you can't go without saying that. But in addition to that, trying to get rest for guys like Chris Sale and Ronaldo Lopez throughout the course of the first half. But all Schwellenbach has done, I mean, really after that first start, it was really just kind of middle of the road. His next one, he got knocked around by the Red Sox. But since then, air has been far more good than bad, and he continues to just pound the strike zone with 5 or 6 different pitches every start. He just does not get himself in a whole lot of trouble. He limits the damage, and in doing so, and it covers a lot of innings, and he does so efficiently. Like, he gets through, 5 innings on what seems like 60 pitches just about every time he goes out there, and is able to push his way into the 7th inning pretty routinely because of the efficiency that he has and the fact that he's not dealing with a ton of full counts, not just trying to chase nothing but swings and misses. He'll pitch to contact if he needs to, but he also just does such a great job of keeping hitters off balance. The strikeouts kind of come naturally to him. So all that to be said, yes, he has been just tremendous, and the Braves need him to continue to do that. And I'm fascinated to see, how they manage these innings as we go down the stretch because he's so important. But he also came into the year with 65 professional innings under his belt because when he was drafted, he had to have Tommy John surgery. So it's been an interesting path, a quick path to the big leagues for Spencer Schwellenbach, but he has shown that he is certainly not out of his depth.
Are you concerned about the innings for Ronaldo Lopez as well? I mean, isn't
not
he?
Now.
No, not at all?
No, not now. I feel like had they not just given him this 3 weeks to kind of reset here, that there would have been that same thing that I was just talking about where you would kind of let that come in and maybe cloud the thinking a bit on him. But the fact that he went on the injured list, and A, there was nothing structurally wrong with him, but they were able to kind of use that as an opportunity to say, well, why don't we just back off for a minute and then let you get back out there. And he's come back looking so good, too. So I feel like that may have been just all he needed, because it is the most innings he's thrown since 2019. You're absolutely right. So there was some thought of that, but I would think that a three-week respite there may have just been what he needed to get himself down the stretch.
Grant, we get the outburst of offense last night. Again, Grant McCauley joining us here from the Diamond, his show, his podcast. Make sure you guys check it out. We get the outburst offensively last night. The problem is that the Braves haven't been able to string these together night after night after night. I mean,
yeah,
you know, you can't walk into the clubhouse and go, guys, we need to score some runs tonight. Yeah, they're aware of that. But, you know, it just feels like tonight against a no-name starter, I call him the assassin because he's got three names, Simeon Smith Richardson, whatever his name is, It feels like it's prime for them to have another letdown night. It's just hard to figure out when they're going to click with this whole thing. You know, kind of just expectations, you know, if and when they can start to turn this thing around offensively.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's just kind of gotten to the point where, you know, they kind of are who they are, or to this point anyway. And if I was waiting on that moment where it all clicks and everybody looks the way that they were supposed to, I would have assumed that it has already happened, which is why it's dangerous to assume anything in this game. But this is a team that has had, I've looked at it throughout the course of the year, you know, more talent than the results that they're showing. You know, the ability to do more, but it was missing a Ronald Acuna Jr. and missing an Ozzie Albies and a Michael Harris and a Sean Murphy and now an Austin Riley. So all of these, you know, pieces that they had to fill were one thing. But even when you had some of these guys, they were going through months at a time where they just didn't look like themselves. Matt Olson has been kind of an enigma all season at the plate. He's had moments and he's had some stretches, but it hasn't turned into that consistency. And we're talking about a guy that hit 54 home runs last year and nearly knocked in 140 runs. And until about a week or so ago, or to that trip at Colorado, maybe 2 weeks ago now, he was on pace for about half that over the course of this season. So he's picked it up a little bit, but they could certainly use him going on a heater to help him down the stretch to figure things out. Offensively speaking, Marcelo Ozuna has done everything that he can possibly do, continues to do that, and then you lose Austin Riley. So can Jorge Soler step in and start to give you some consistent offense? Can Michael Harris II figure it out? And whatever you get out of the Whit Merrifields and Ramon Laureanos and the Gio Urshelas, you'll certainly take it. Travis d'Arnaud swinging the bat well. Sean Murphy's still kind of searching for it and is kind of on that list of hitters that you expected a lot more out of this year. And they can't do anything about what's already happened, but they can certainly try to, you know, adjust going forward to have the results when they need them the most. And hopefully they're able to. But the question has been all season long, you know, when is it going to happen? When's it going to happen? And I feel like it, at some point at least, had some people wondering, is it ever going to happen? If it happens, then what for this Braves offense? It's just been completely and totally the opposite of what you expected coming into the year.
Witt's leading off tonight. You want to say anything bad about him, Zeno, while we're talking about it?
No, I don't trust the assassin on the mound for Minnesota.
Okay, just want to make sure. Jorge Soler in right field. The lineup is out, guys. Marcelo Ozuna, Matt Olson, d'Arnaud, Money Harris. And by the way, the Money Harris injury, any news there? I mean, he's fine, right? It seems like he's fine.
Yeah. Okay. If he's back in there, then I think he's fine.
Yeah. Laureano to Grant's point, Urshela, and then Orlando Arcia playing shortstop. As we take a look at the Twins tonight, what do you think about their starter?
Yeah, I think Simeon Woods Richardson, who does have the, you know, hyphenated last name, which does make it a bit longer in the pronunciation, but he's been a nice piece for them this year. I think he's still kind of coming into his own, but he's certainly shown some ability to go out there and to miss some bats and to just be kind of a building block piece for the Twins and give them a little bit of the stability they need in their rotation. So I think the thing is, he has had some blow-ups this year. I say that from just kind of watching him from afar. If the Braves can jump on him early, I mean, Bailey Ober is one of the more consistent pitchers the Twins had over the last 2 or 3 months. And they got to him in the early going and had him as a complete non-factor thanks to the weather in no small part. But I think once you give up 9 runs, you're probably not long for the ball game. But either way, a repeat performance or even just a big first inning like you had last night would be a lot to get the Braves right out in front and maybe put a young pitcher like that on the defensive and force the Twins to run through their bullpen.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
More.
Grant, you know, defensively, with all the changes that have gone on, it's one of those things that continues to fly under the radar as far as, and I'm not saying that the Braves have been playing bad defense, but, you know, the metrics and everything else we talk about with those things. Have you noticed that they've taken a hit with all the injuries? I mean, are they still?
It's pretty noticeable. I mean, there have been some different times where, you know, whether it's Jorge Soler in right field, even some of the balls that were, you know, hit out in center field in Michael Harris's absence. I thought Jared Kelnick did a pretty good job out there, but it was not a Michael Harris level of performance. Orlando Arcia has been terrific all year long. Austin Riley was really holding it down at third base. But Gio Urshela has come in and played, I feel like, a really good third as well, which was a key, I think, in that whole scenario, was they just didn't have anybody in-house that could help them out there to stabilize that defense, because they need it to be doing the things that it's capable of doing. I think Whit Merrifield's been fine at second base. Obviously, he's played most of his career there. So overall, I feel like there have been times, particularly in the outfield, where the defense has not been where you want it to be. But hopefully the return of Harris and plays like he made last night are kind of an indication that that group can also make some plays.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.